Australian lawmaker, if not for the Wuhan flu, Trump would have won in a landslide. By Simon Kent on November 19, 2020. U.S. President Trump would have won in an absolute landslide if it weren't for the Wuhan flu, an Australian lawmaker said Thursday. The former leader of the Labour opposition in Canberra and current NSW One Nation parliamentary leader Mark Latham said Trump had the economy building and unemployment under control. However, none of that counted once the coronavirus made its way into the U.S. and across the world. That shifted political discourse away from Trump and his many achievements and pushed the focus to enabling flawed systems of mail-in voting. Trump had the economy racing ahead. Obviously, it was a tough issue for him, Latham told Sky News host Andrew Bolt. The Democrats seized upon him and used the whole COVID distancing as a way of creating new mail-in ballot rules that seemingly played a role in Biden's victory. Latham said not everyone believes the commercial TV coverage of these things, and people generally make up their own mind rather than be lectured by the sneering media elites. He also pointed to Trump's ability to surpass Barack Obama in the popular vote count as evidence of the president's ability to fight on despite the overwhelming odds. The fact that Trump got more votes this year than Obama in 2008 just shows that in the most difficult of circumstances there's a raging constituency for people who want to attend to the facts, he said. So while Trump looks like he's on the rack, it's fair to say that there's some solace in that type of result. As Breitbart News reported, earlier this year Trump hinted the coronavirus would skew the election outcome, saying China was likely delighted Democrats were trying to implement mail-in voting in its wake. They're using the China virus, China must be very happy about it. Because they hit us with a virus and now they screw up an election like you will never see, Trump said about the Democrats. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.